From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Syrian ceasefire appears to be holding for now. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities across Syria remains largely intact. He also said a multinational task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations don't spread and the halt in fighting continues. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says 3 days of relative free of violations brought some welcome reductions in the fighting, particularly in the south and around Damascus.
There have been reports of violations, however, and we take all such reports extremely seriously. With respect to reports of new airstrikes in areas where opposition groups taking part in the cessation of hostilities may be active, we are seeking further information, including directly from Russia and the multilateral task force established in Geneva.
Opposition spokesman Salem El-Meslat says the ceasefire is in jeopardy because of repeated violations by Syrian and Russian forces.
There has to be a power that really stops what Russia and what the regime is doing. I don't think the regime or Russia will stick to this truce, and we hope that, you know, they will not break it. We hope that this would last, but, you know, what we see on the ground really threaten the safety and security of the whole region.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says both sides have probably violated the ceasefire, but incidents are not significant enough, he said, to scuttle the truce. Gabonese President Ali Bongo says he'll run for a second term at election scheduled later this year. Mr. Bongo won a disputed election in 2009 following the death of his father, Omar Bongo, who ruled the former French colony for more than 40 years. There are no term limits in Gabon. This is VOA News.